Hello,
good morning,
Mr. Chan. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Of course, today we'll be talking about BYD technology and how it's revolutionizing the industry. Why do you think, we're going to be talking about the battery, of course. You know, what makes BYD stand out as far as the batteries are concerned?
Oh, basically, our batteries are ultra safe. Okay, and our batteries... it's from the material which is used to make the battery. We use a lithium iron phosphate, which is very much more safer than the NCM battery and the nickel cobalt manganese battery. And at the same time, the way it is designed in a proprietary form in a thin fin, as a result of this, the so-called there's a lot heat transfers possible and. The temperature when even when it's pierced through the Mount Everest test, we call it the pierce test.
The Mount Everest test.
Yeah, we call it Mount Everest test. You pierce through the surface temperature only reach 30 to 60 degrees only, as compared to the NCM batteries. When it's pierced through, it can reach 200 to 400 degrees C.
Wow! Okay.
And y'all, it bursts in the frame. Yeah.
Y'all did these tests with like. It was quite rigorous testing that was done with the batteries, right? Before you all put it out there.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
My understanding of it, it's a nail penetration test. Could you tell us a little bit about what exactly this Mount Everest... You say Mount Everest, you get my attention.
Because he was just telling us that he went to Mount Everest like 2 years ago.
What exactly is this Mount Everest test?
Okay, they call it Mount Everest test because they think, because it is. They say that this is the most so-called stringent test. Mm. That's why they use the term Mount Everest test.
Mm. But it's not like they did the test on Mount Everest.
No, definitely not. the air pressure down there was very low.
Okay. So what actually goes through? Let's go on air and ask you that again. The same question. We'll go on air and then we can ask you again. Okay.
Right. Okay. Stand by.
Tree, you were telling us a little bit earlier on, but can you tell us why BYD batteries are so different?
Yes. BYD battery is renowned for its exceptional safety and performance standards in the EV industry. Some of these key features include safety and performance. Such as the safety standard, it addressed the concern for the battery safety, offering high level protection. Our batteries are ultra safe, and we set a standard in this battery safety. In a nail penetration test, the brake battery demonstrate remarkable resilience and safety features with a surface temperature of only about 60 degrees compared with NCM battery, where the temperature can reach 200 to 400 degrees. Mm. Okay, this is possible through the use of a safe material, lithium iron phosphate, and blade design, the way it is designed. Mm-hmm. Performance-wise, the brake battery not only excel in safety, but they also develop impressive performance by reducing the battery space. So compared to conventional battery, because the way it's designed, you can have about 50% volumetric cell to pack ratio reduction. And there's this also there's a reduce in this in component, about 40% reduction in component, and as a result, compared to conventional battery, it can be around 30% cost cheaper.
And that's what they call the CTB technology, right? BYD uses.
There's this thing called a cell-to-body technology as compared to cell-to-pack or cell-to-chassis.
Okay. I mean, those are selling points already. I mean, your battery is safer than other EVs, it takes up less space, it's part of the car, so you get more internal space for the family and all that. I mean, the two selling points that will already get me wanting to buy a BYD.
I've got a question, Mr. Chan. You know, when you said that the batteries go through this nail penetration test, and the BYD batteries only hit a maximum of 60 degrees, whereas other batteries go up to
200, I think. Is it
200 to 400? Does that mean that it is less susceptible to catching fire, which means it's a lot safer?
Definitely. Because you see, the important things for all car batteries is the temperature.
Right.
Okay, when the temperature rises, the chance of getting this thing called thermal runaway is very, very high. Once you get thermal runaway, you can't stop it from happening already, and then it will burst into frame. Beside this brake battery, beside the material and the way it's designed, okay, our batteries are also cooled by the aircon system, the air the refrigerant, you know.
Yes, that's a coolant. That's a coolant in it.
So the temperature is always maintained very low. Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, within operating range. Yeah.
Right. Mm. And I think this is the reason why BYD is the number one EV brand in the world right now, because people trust it as being a safe electric vehicle as well. And that's the reason why we've been emphasizing on the Blade battery.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, and how much safer it is. Yeah. Are you saying, Mr. Chan, that all the other EV brands are not using the same technology when it comes to
the Blade
to the battery?
Batteries.
Okay, basically, there are different kind of materials. First, there are different kind of materials you can use on a battery, right? You have lithium iron phosphate, which I just highlighted, which is the most safest kind of battery material. Then you have things called, you know, nickel, cobalt, manganese, you know, metal hydrides and so on and so forth. But the most so-called stable material is the currently is this lithium iron phosphate, you know. So from the material wise, it is already very safe, you know, even very stable at room temperature.
Hmm.
You know, whereas the, for example, the batteries used in other models, they use this thing called NCM, which I just highlighted, nickel, cobalt, manganese.
Hmm.
This kind of batteries actually very volatile. They contain a lot of energy. As a result of this, you know, they are more easily flammable, you know, when there's any so-called collision or things like that, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Short circuit.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's continue to talk to Mr. Chan on The Big Show TV, shall we? It is 8:33.
What about for things like overcharging? Because a lot of people have issues with that. You know, if I leave my car over charging overnight, if I live in a landed property, or even if I'm in an HDB and I just leave the plug in, what happens with that when it's a BYD? Is there a problem? Is there anything we need to be concerned about with overcharging the battery?
For overcharging, first, for all kind of battery, I mean, you try not to have overcharge. The reason is because when you overcharge the battery, the material will degrade faster.
Mm.
As a result, you need to change the battery more often, meaning that it will, yeah. But for our battery and for most battery, they will have this battery management system whereby when it reached 100%, you know, the charging will be cut automatically.
Yeah. Mm.
Right.
Yeah. But even in that case, I mean, it's advisable for everyone trying not to charge even to 100%.
Okay. What would you recommend?
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Because battery, the material in the battery is there's a chemical reaction, and this chemical reaction, when you charge to 100%, there's a lot of energy inside. You know, so the chemical reaction result in that. There will be, easier to degrade over time. So for battery, you like to charge it. Normally, it's using the range of 30 to 80%. You know, 80% charge. You know.
Okay.
80% charge.
That's what they say with mobile phones as well. You don't charge it all the way to 100%. But I still
it compromises your talk time. It compromises, the range.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Correct. But there's no issue even you charge 100% because... the battery management system automatically
shut it off.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Is there an issue with using a fast charger and then spoiling the battery?
Mm. Nice one. DC versus AC.
That's a good point. You know, fast charging, the advantage, of course, is that you can do it very fast. You know, you don't have to wait too long. But then the fast charging, the chances of material degradation is higher.
So it's a
chemical reaction inside the battery itself. Yeah, so it if you prefer to have a battery which can last longer, of course you try to use slow charging. But anyway, whether it's fast or slow charging, for our vehicles, most warranty is such that, you know, it's 8 years of warranty,
years,
even
yeah.
you use a DC charging.
But
even,
I mean,
yeah, fast charging,
so basically what you're saying is if you're not in a hurry, just use an AC charge and don't charge it to full and don't wait till you're like 2% before you
I mean, this is if you're charging outside. For example, you're at a shopping center or whatever. You can't, I mean, look, if you're going to be at the shopping center for about 3 hours, 4 hours,
you can use
why
an AC.
Would you use the DC?
Yeah.
You know, where your charging is going to be done in half an hour.
Yeah.
You know, then you'll have to go upstairs and remove your car.
Vehicle,
you know,
unnecessary.
So much better if you just use the AC.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
good point. Good point.
Okay.
Okay. What about the E-Platform 3.0? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, the E-Platform 3.0 actually, basically, it actually saves a lot of space. It's a super space utilization.
Okay, how does it do that?
Yeah, and actually, it what it does is that you have this thing called 8-in-1 powertrain. Now, the power, now like previously, a lot of this electrical components, they are actually individually located, you know, space inside the vehicle. As a result of this, you know, you take a lot of space.
Yeah.
So for BYD, we have this technology called 8-in-1. And this 8-in-1, they put all this component together in one, you know, miniaturize it and put and incorporate into one, integrate into one system. We call it 8-in-1.
Mm. You're going to love it. It's like organization. The better, it's got better organization in terms of where it places things, yeah. You know, so you save a lot of space compared to other EVs.
Like such a, you know, the 8-in-1s, you have things like the OBC onboard charger, you have a DC-DC converter, the electrical motor itself, the motor controller, the reducer, which is actually some kind of reduction gear.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have this power distribution box and the vehicle control box. You know, all these 8 items, they are actually
together.
Integrated together instead of located differently, you know, by itself in the vehicle. So as a result, yes, there's this spatialization, it saves a lot of space. Right.
Okay.
Beside this, also we have this thing called the CTB.
CTB, you know?
Cell to body, and then it indicate into the chassis, the body of the vehicle, also saving space. And on top of that, there's this operating system. This operating system is a centralized system which integrate the hardware and software, allow high level of intelligent driving. So all these 3 items together form up the E-platform.
Mr. Chan. We'll go back on air again.
All right.
Stand by. Welcome back to The Big Show and The Big Show TV, and welcome to Electric Mornings with BYD. We have with us a BYD expert, Chan Che Leong, who is the after sales director, and he's also a trainer as well, which is why he's here training us.
Teaching
this
us,
morning.
Yeah.
Yes. Why BYD technology and how it's revolutionizing the industry. I think very soon all the other brands are going to be following in BYD's footsteps.
Yeah,
right, Mr. Chan?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually managing the training department.
Okay.
I'm sure you can train everybody.
You train the trainer, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, you were talking a little bit about the E-Platform 3.0, how BYD has sort of revolutionized organizing skills in a car. They've taken different, what other EVs usually put all over the car, different components, they've taken it and put it all together. Can you tell us what this E-Platform 3.0 is?
Yeah, this E-Platform 3.0 comprises basically a space utilization. So integrated battery packs and this our operating BYD operating system, this 3 item. For the space super space utilization wise, we have this thing called the 8-in-1 powertrain. And this 8-in-1 powertrain actually integrate all these key component together instead of locating it separately and also miniaturize it, you know. The components such as onboard charger, DC-DC converter, the electrical motor, the motor controller, the reducer, the power distribution box, and the vehicle control box, and the BMS. All these are integrated together. Right? So as a result, you know, you have more space, more better space utilization. And then on top of that, you have this integrated battery pack, the cell to body, whereby the blade battery is integrated into the body of the vehicle. And with the operating system, which is a centralized system which integrate the hardware and software, then allows for high level intelligent driving and improve computing.
Sounds like a spaceship.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Spaceship on the road.
Hey, it is the future.
Yeah.
Very, very.
I've got a very simple question. Actually, this simple question is on our Facebook Live. This comes from Terming. Terming asks, how long do these batteries actually last? So, you know, like usually when we talk about cars, we're like, oh, bro, you know my car, my mileage is about 800, 900. With regards to BYD batteries, how long do they last on one charge?
How long as in for one charge?
Yeah.
That's depend on the battery capacity, right? So,
okay.
For example, if it's around 80 kilowatt hours, you know, and depend on the vehicle efficiency, you can go to 400 to 500 kilometers. So that's one charge will give you.
So 400 to 500 kilometers on that one charge, where your battery is more or less full.
Yes, correct.
Right.
Yes, correct.
But you also mentioned something about not charging it full.
Yes.
As well.
Yes, correct. You know, normally you like to keep the battery between 30 to 80%. You know, so as to maintain the battery life. But of course, as I highlighted earlier, even you charge to 100%, the BMS will
cut it off.
Yeah, will cut it off. So there's no issue. And again, even if you charge 100% all the time, you know, we warranty you eight years.
8 years. Mm.
Yeah, 160,000. Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay. We'll continue to talk to Mr. Chan on the Big Show TV. It's 8:42.
So, Mr. Chan, you said 30 to 80%. I've driven EVs before where I've gone down to like 12% before I start to look for a charging station. What's the bare minimum you can go down to?
Oh my God, that's a tough... What a question.
2%?
12%, how about 12%? Yes.
Is there like a reserve, battery?
Is there anything then you should start to panic?
Actually, the vehicle will give you a warning.
Mine had warnings, yeah.
Yeah, they'll give you a warning and tell you that you need to go for charging. But it's very... we call this deep charging. This deep charging is... it's not good for the battery life.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, so far, you know, even 2-3%, you're still able to drive. But of course, it depends on your battery condition. Because sometimes, you know, when the battery is at the end of its
lifespan,
charge state. And also, it have been used for some period of time. There's some degradation which you do not know. And it will drop suddenly. You drop very sudden.
Right,
so
okay.
That's a danger then.
Yeah. You'll start to see, you know, these things happening. Then you know something is wrong. But other than that, let me just tell you, okay, because I drive an EV, you know, 20%, I'm like,
panicking.
That's a little bit too low. I'm looking for a place to, because I don't have a charging point in my condo. I think for people who have charging points at their condo or in their homes, it's okay.
That's a little bit more security.
Exactly. Yeah. But when you're out there and you've got your regular places to go and charge your car, I, for one, sometimes I'll charge it to 80%, sometimes I'll charge it to 100%, because it affects your range, you see.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
You charge less, you have less range.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, I'm traveling all the way to Chua Chu Kang to play golf, you know. Mm. You know, I use up a lot of battery in that sense, you know. So to answer your question, for me, 30%, if I go somewhere, there's a charger, I will
top up. So, but you're saying the safe range is 30 to 80, leave it within that.
That's a good range.
That's
a good range, you know, for battery life. Mm. But oven is, there's no issue if you charge 100.
Right.
The only thing as I highlight is that maybe you can degrade slightly faster.
Mm. Okay.
But you're still warranty, you know, for...
Do you limit your charging to cut off at a certain...
Yes,
you
so 90?
90%, okay. Yeah. All right, okay.
But sometimes I just feel like, you know, I just want
to... So is there a control? Like you can set it to...
So if you want to charge it to 100, you got to switch off that control and let it go.
Correct.
Oh, 100, right. Okay, which would be the same for the BYD.
Right. Mm. It's like going to your petrol station and, uncle, $20.
All full tank. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
All full tank. Yeah.
Interesting.
Without shaking the car, yeah.
Cool.
Okay, let's see what else we can
talk
about.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's, you know, when you first start out, you know, and you own an EV, you're getting used to it, right? Mm, because it's something new, especially when you own an EV for the very first time.
Yeah.
And then, slowly, you learn how to manage.
Yeah. Mr. Chan, I think I've got a lot to learn because I drive a diesel car, right?
And diesel,
I'm the kind of guy that will pump and fuel up when the car starts screaming at me, like, hello! You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, all the lights are on.
Even when I was driving a combustion engine car, right? I, you know, 50%, I'll top up until...
Really?
Full. Yeah, I cannot. I'm always afraid I'll run out of fuel.
Like when I see the fuel gauge and it tells me 90 in my head, it's like, okay lah, from Pasir Ris to Tuas can go twice what? You know, like that's how I compute things in my head.
By kilometers,
yeah.
Mr. Chan, tell us a little bit more about the iTAC, the seal performance, if you could, just briefly.
Yeah, the iTAC is actually an intelligent adaption control technology.
Okay.
So what it does is that it allows for precision driving and control by monitoring the vehicle wheel speed and also the motor resolver sensor. And then with this, it's able to predict in a 50 millisecond in advance the the condition of the vehicle and allows the transfer of torque.
Division
of torque in such a way as to prevent the vehicle from skidding.
Skidding, right. Especially like in wet weather situations.
Yes, correct.
Okay, we'll ask you this question again to close.
Yeah, that's handy, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
For sure.
All right. Flow with Walk Like This right here on KISS 92. All the great songs in one place. You're tuned in to The Big Show and The Big Show TV. And our second guest for today is Chan Che Leong, the after sales director from BYD.
So, Mr. Chan, we want to talk a little bit more about the ITAC, which is Seal Performance. The ITAC, what does that stand for? Is it something to do with controls?
Yes, control of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ITAC stands for Intelligent Torque Adaptive Control Technology. And what it does is that it allows for precision driving and control by monitoring the wheel speed. It does this through monitoring the wheel speed and the motor resolver sensor and fast recognition of by the software itself and enabling the change of the wheel speed to be predicted early, more than 50 milliseconds in advance. Wow. So this prediction, this predict the loss of traction and adjust the drivetrain and power preemptively, so restoring the stability of the wheel. In terms of torque control technology, you know, reducing torque used to be the only way to control the vehicle by when it's encountering any skid. So the ITAC offer a new solution by transferring of this torque, torque vectoring, to stabilize the vehicle, distributing the torque to the wheel that requires the control.
So ITAC, does this apply only to the seal or to all models?
Currently only the seal.
The seal.
Can you imagine? Right. It tells you what to do before you even know what to do.
Yeah.
That's very handy. Yeah. Very handy.
Which is why
the seal is
in a class of its own.
It is the seal.
It's awesome. Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Chan, for joining us today. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chan.
The best of The Big Show.
Yeah.
KISS 92.